Kiai Haji Ahmed Mustafa Bisri, an influential Islamic cleric and member of the Supreme Council of Nahdlatul Ulama, an Indonesian Muslim organization with 40 million members, has preached tolerance and moderation for over 30 years. Now he has agreed to travel to Europe to help reconcile what he describes as growing animosity between Muslims and Christians there.
Kami melihat dunia sekarang.
He says his perception of the world that we live in is that it is like very dry grass that is easy to catch fire and burn. Islam, the cleric says, is a religion that promotes love, peace, and tolerance.
Sehingga kalau kemudian kasih sayang,
he says if one misreads the message of love to give rise to hatred, then clearly there is a failure to understand. And Bisri says that both Islamic extremists and those who hate Muslims share the misguided view that Islam sanctions violence. Next month, Bisri will give speeches and meet with government officials and Muslim leaders in Sweden, Denmark, Brussels, Germany, and the Netherlands. The trip is organized by two international groups that promote democracy and education in Muslim-majority countries. C. Holland Taylor heads one of the organizations, the Live for All Foundation. He says Indonesian police have been effective in marginalizing terrorist groups, and religious leaders like Bisri have helped counter the radical ideology. He wants to export Indonesia's moderate Muslim philosophy to the world.
It's our belief that Indonesia is best suited to play not a military role, not an economic role, not a political role, but rather to exercise soft power in the field of Islam, helping to educate people around the world, helping to educate decision makers, the mass media, public policy, intellectuals, and the public regarding the nature of Islam and how to overcome the crisis of misunderstanding that afflicts so many people in both East and West.
Indonesia has its share of religious conflict. Fundamentalist groups and a government minister have called for the Ahmadiyya sect to be disbanded because mainstream Muslims do not agree with some of its teachings, and some Christian groups have been attacked. Bisri says his organization has spoken out against these acts of violence and repression. Brian Padden, VOA News, Jakarta.